I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song, and I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I lift my hand in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song, and I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Love me in your arms. You were my shelter from the storm. When all my friends are gone, you were right there all along. I've never known a love like this before. Oh, and I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. And I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Lord, I love you more than anything. Lord, I love you more than anything. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings, God. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. But we understand that this day was not a day that was automatic or given, but it's another day that you have made. It's another day that you've allowed us to be able to see. It's another day that we get to experience your glory. It's another day, God, that we can bask in your presence. It's another day, God, that is better than yesterday, because every day that you bless us to be able to see, oh God, is a day filled with new mercies, a day filled with new favor, a day filled with new grace, a day filled with unmerited favor that cannot be compared to anything that this world can give. I love you, Jesus, and I worship and adore you just because you have alone have been a great God. You've been better to me than I have been to myself. And so, Lord, with thankfulness in my heart and gratefulness in my heart this morning, I rise to tell you that I love you, Lord, that you mean the world to me, that I love you more than anything else in this world. I love you more than money. I love you more than a car. I love you more than food. Lord, I love you more than anything in this world. And so I magnify you, God, today. I glorify you, Lord, this morning. I lift up your name, oh God, because your name is great and your name is mighty. Your name is so wonderful that the righteous can run into your name and we can find safety, God. I worship and adore you, Lord. And I just want to tell you, Lord, that I love you and I magnify you. And I glorify you, and I lift you up on this day. Thank you for waking me up this morning and allowing me to see this brand new day. Thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. I was able to rise this morning and walk down into my study and come before your presence with singing and come before your presence with praise. I was able, God, to open up my mouth and bless you with the fruit of my lips. I'm grateful, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you allowed me to have the youth and activity of my limbs, oh God. I'm grateful, Lord, that my ears are working. I can hear this morning, and I can see this morning, Lord, and I can taste this morning, and I can touch this day. God, I'm so grateful, God, that you have blessed me, God, with everything that I went to sleep with last night, Lord. I'm grateful, Lord, today. I'm also grateful, Lord, that you blessed me, oh God, with a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you, oh God, today. Oh God, that there's no sickness in my body. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, that there's no aches and no pains right now, Lord. I'm so grateful, God, that you blessed me, God, with a reasonable portion of health and strength. I'm not on my way to the doctor. I'm not in the best hospital in the world. Lord, I'm not at the best, oh God, physician, whatever it may be, God, but I am here, God, oh God, and I'm here, God, before your presence, and I'm here before you magnify you, God, and I'm here before you, God, honoring you and praising you, God, and I'm here before you to bless the name of Jesus, oh God, and to declare everywhere I go on this day. I'm grateful, God, today that you've allowed yourself to pour out blessings upon me, and in your infinite wisdom, in your infinite mercy, God, that you have blessed me, oh God, with things exceeding abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think. You have done this already, Lord, on this day, on this morning, on this day that you have made, on this day, God, that you have given us. And it's another opportunity, God, to draw nearer to thee. Oh God, every single day is sweeter than the day before, as the songwriter has sung. And Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to pray. Another opportunity to come before your presence, oh God, and lay our petitions down before you. Another opportunity, God, for us to reconnect ourselves to you, to the source of our strength, oh God, and get in line with you so that your will might be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, I don't want to be out of line, because when things are out of line, Lord, that means it does not have a complete flow. Lord, when things are jagged and things are in disarray, Lord, we don't get the necessary connections. We don't get the necessary nutrients, God. When there's a tie, when there's a knot in the line, Lord, things don't get from the source, oh God, to the destination. But Lord, when things are in line, and Lord, there are no angles, there's no crooks, and there's no nannies, God, God, they get the necessary nutrients that they need as quickly as possible. And so, Lord, I want to get myself in line with you this morning in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, I plead the blood right now, because there's nothing else that can wash away my sins. There's nothing else that can make me whole within. And there's nothing else, God, that can help me, oh God, be in line with you outside of you touching me and outside of you cleansing me and outside of you washing your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and restoring unto us, God, the necessary joy of our salvation, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, you have promised in your word that if we would just confess our sins, You're faithful and just to forgive us, Lord. Forgive us of sins of omission and commission, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive us for lying, God. Forgive us for stealing in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for backbiting. Forgive us for doubting, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for not trusting you, God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for snapping at someone or talking about someone behind their back, Lord. Forgive us for being rude, oh God. And forgive us for being cantankerous, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whatever our sins might be, whether they may be little or whether they may be small or they may be large, God, forgive us this morning, Lord, so that there will be nothing in between us and thee. We're desperate for you, Lord, this morning. We're in desperate need of your presence. We're in desperate need of your anointing. We're in desperate need of your power, God. Power to walk right. Holy Ghost, come the more. Power to talk right. Holy Ghost, come the more. Power to live right. Power to be the light that you call for us to be. Power, God, to spread the word of God, to spread love and not spread hate. God, power to live holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. We need you, Lord, today. And as that deer panteth after the water brook, so does my soul pant. I long for you this morning. I long to be in your presence. My body, my flesh, God, didn't want to rise this morning. It's already been a busy week thus far. So my flesh is a little weary, God. My body is a little weary. But I'm so grateful, God, that the spirit is indeed willing. I'm so grateful, God, that my spirit, man, longs for you. And my spirit understands that, God, anytime I'm disconnected from you or anytime I'm away from you for a period of time, I need to get back into your glory. I need to get back into your midst. I need to be back into your presence, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I need you, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I need you, God, more than anything than this world could ever provide. More than anything, God, I love you, Lord, more than anything. Walk with us, Lord, today. Walk with me in the name of Jesus. It's me standing in the need of prayer. I need you to walk with me, Lord. I need you to talk with me. I need you, God, today. I can't make it without you. Lord, we need you, God, today. We need you. We need you, God. We need you more. We need you more than a thirsty man in the desert, God. We need you more, God, in the name of Jesus, because we do have deserts around us. God, there's sickness all around us. There's chaos all around us. There is death all around us, but I'm so grateful that that is not my foundation. I'm grateful that that is not my lot, but because you are my Lord and my Savior, there is no good thing that you will withhold from me. You have what I need, God. You're God. You have everything that I need. You have water for me. You said that you would send rivers in the desert, God, streams in the desert. That's the type of God that I serve. You said in your word that you would make a way in the wilderness, Lord. That's the type of God that we serve, that no matter what may be going on around us, no matter where we may be at in our lives, God, you still remain to be the same God. And because of your faithfulness, God, we can stand today. Because of your consistency, God, we can continue to move and have our very being because of who you are. God, you're worthy of glory. You're worthy of honor. You're worthy of the praise. And so, God, continue to transform us right now in the name of Jesus and take us higher in you, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. Glory, God. We give you praise, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because the enemy has not triumphed over me. He thought he had me bound, but Lord, I got away. I got away because you have blessed me. And God, that there's no good thing that you will withhold from me, God. I was able to get away, Lord, because no weapon that formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I got away, God, but in the name of Jesus, because I'm able to do, God, all things through you, Christ, who strengthens me. Grateful, God. Grateful, Lord. And I need you, God, and I understand that you're the only thing that I can get to quench this hunger and this thirst in me. So, Lord, touch us, Lord, today. And Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way. We can't make it without you. Nothing else that we need. We need you, God. We need you, Lord, today. Help us to cry out, Lord, that we need you, Lord. I'm stuck on that, God. I need you more, God. That's why I love you more than anything, because I need you more than anything, God. In the name of Jesus, I need you, God. I need you to help me, Lord, today. Oh, God, with all of the things that are going on in life, with all of the things that are going on in this world, God, we need you more than ever before. God, I understand that the saints of old used to find themselves before you consistently, Lord. And we're living in a day and time, Lord, where we're so distracted, Lord. We're so distracted by the television. We're so distracted by our phones. We're so distracted by social media, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we're so distracted by work, and we're so distracted by television, Lord. And we're so distracted by other little things, Lord, that will not grant us favor. Other things, God, that cause us to be distressed and weary. Other things that cause us to be out of line with you. But, Lord, here we stand this morning. And here we are, God, laying aside weights and sins that easily beset us, God. We lay aside those things that distract us, and we lay aside those things that will bring us physical pleasure, and we lay aside those things, God, that will disconnect us from you, and we cast ourselves before your throne of grace, and we declare, here we are, God. Here we are standing in the need of prayer. Here we are, oh God, shower down your blessings upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Here we are, oh God. Our cups are empty, but God, we know that you can fill our cups. Fill us up, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill us up until we can't handle anymore, so that you'll get the glory out of my life. I desire, God, to walk with righteousness, oh God, to walk in holy places and high places today. Lord, I desire to be in your presence, oh God, all the day long, God, so come and shape me and mold me, God, so that I'll be the image, so that I'll be the vessel that I need to be, God. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, and who shall come before his mighty throne, God? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, and I'm not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, God. I love you, God, and so I need to be in your presence, and I need to be before your glory, and I need to ascend up unto that hill, God. So touch us right now, God, and let there be nothing in between us that will cause us to be tainted. Lord, if my hands are unclean, wash my hands. Lord, if my eyes are unclean, wash my eyes. Lord, if my mouth, oh God, is not blessing you, Lord, wash my mouth, God. Purge me with hyssop. Wash us clean now from the very crowns of our head to the soles of our feet. Make us whole and make us holy and make us acceptable, God, that we may walk with you today. That we may abide with you today. You said, God, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, hide your word in our heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That even when we don't have the Bible with us, God, your word is hidden in my heart. Even if it's just in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. God, give us a word to be able to hold on to, because your word is a lamp unto our feet. Your word is a light unto our pathways. Your word is what helps us to stand. It's your word, God, that helps us, oh God, to live and not die. It's your word, God, that we're standing upon today. And it's your word, God, that we're using, God, to find ourselves before your presence on this morning. You told us in your word to seek you early while you may yet be found, because, Lord, we don't want to be distracted, God, but we need to tap into you, and we need to tap into the source of our strength early, God, while you may yet be found, oh God, before we get caught up in the day, and before we find ourselves distracted by life, and before we find ourselves distracted by the world. We need to get ourselves before you and submit ourselves to you. And we submit ourselves this morning. Not our will. Thine will, God, be done. Thine will be done. I understand that I don't understand. I comprehend, Lord, that I don't understand everything that you're doing. I admit to myself, but Lord, I don't know all of the plans that you have for my life. But I'm so grateful but that I serve the God who knows the plan that he has for me. I'm okay. I'm satisfied. I believe that, Lord, my life is in your hands because you know the way that I should go. And, Lord, I dare not question. I dare not challenge you. Your decisions are fair. Your ways are far above my ways. Your thoughts are far above my thoughts. But, God, you know my plans, and you know my life, and you know my destiny. God, you know where you have expected for me to go. And, Lord, you know what you're doing in my life, and I'm grateful, God, that you're shaping me for my future even now. God, you don't wait till the last minute to do things and to work things together for our good, but you allow the things that I'm working on now, you allow the things that you are working on in my life now, oh God, to benefit me and to be a blessing to me later on, Lord, in life. I'm reminded even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, for that woman, I believe, that met the prophet Elijah. She met him after the brook had dried up. And after God, he had fought with the 400 priests of the grove and the prophets of Baal that he had a battle with on the mountaintop, Lord. God, he thought that the end of the world was there. He asked you to take his life because he was the only prophet left, the only believer that was left in the world. You had to let him know that your plans are far above anything that he can think of. And he was not the only prophet. And he was not the only believer that was left. But, Lord, you ordered his steps. You sent him to the brook, oh God, and he was fed by ravens. But, Lord, all of that worked together so that he can be a blessing to that woman that met him in that area. In that opening at the gate of the city that said, I'm going to get these rocks so that I can go cook some food for my son and we're going to die. God, you work everything together for my good. So, Lord, help me to be in the right place at the right time that your plan will work together according to how you mapped it out for my life. Lord, I don't want to have a misstep. Lord, I don't want to have a delay. But, God, the trials and the Lord, that will help propel me into greater, Lord, send them my way right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, because I'm willing and I'm ready to go higher in you in the name of Jesus, God. I don't want to be delayed, but God, I want to experience the glory that you have waiting to reveal to me, God, when it's time and according to your planning and according to your time. Lord, I want it done. I want it. I want you more. I want a closer walk with thee, God. I want a greater anointing in thee, Lord. I want to go higher in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm not looking for titles. I'm not looking for offices, Lord, but what you have bestowed upon me now. Lord, I want to be a better husband in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to be the husband that you called for me to be. I want to be a better brother, God. I want to be the brother that you called for me to be. Lord, I want to be a better father, Lord. I want to be the father that you called me to be in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to be a better pastor, God. I want to be the pastor that you called me to be. Lord, I want to be a man after your own heart, after God's own heart, Lord, and love the people like you love the people and love on the people like Christ loved the church, Lord. Make me a better pastor, God. Make me a better witness, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. I want to be the witness that you call for me to be. Lord, make me a better son, oh God, today. Or God, for those that are on the line, a better daughter today, Lord, because I want to be the son. I want to be the daughter that you call for me to be, Lord. Help me to be a better parent, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The parent that you destined for me to be, oh God, to train up my children in the way that they should go. Help me to love them unconditionally as you have loved your son and you have loved us unconditionally. Lord, help us to be better today. You have greater expectations for us. You have a higher calling for us, Lord, today. So help us to press our way towards that mark, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Affliction in my body, Lord. Help me to press request to get to the hem of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just got to get into your presence, Lord, because in your presence there is fullness of joy and there is liberty, oh God, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is liberty, God. So I'm desiring, God, I have a sincere desire, God, to be where you are so that I can be better at who you made me to be. Don't want to fail you. And I don't want to fall short of your glory, Lord, but I want all of the glory out of my life. I want all of the glory and all of the honor to be thine. So shape us and mold us, God. We are the clay. You are the potter. Help us, God. It's not just enough for us to say that we love you, but love requires action. Love is just not a word that we can say and leave it as it is, because you showed us how love works. Your word declares that God so loved the world that he gave. It required some action, God. It required some action on your part to show that your love was just not in words and deeds only, but it was in action. Help us to show you the right. Help us to love you like we should today. Help us to love, God, to be the conduit, to be the example of love, God, that you need for us to be to this world that does not know what love is. We're so confused, and the world is so confused. I can't say we because we're in the world, but we're not of this world in the mighty name of Jesus. But the world is confused. They don't know what true love is. They believe that love can be between a man and a man acting like they're married, or a woman and a woman acting like they're a couple or acting like they're married. God, the young people today believe that love is shacking up and that it's okay. And God, they can hide behind their doors and think that you don't see them. Love, Lord, love means that I'm going to treat you evil and I'm going to be mean and cantankerous. I'm going to be your friend when it's beneficial to me, but I'm going to turn my back on you when I don't need you anymore. What the world believes is love is something that is not true love. But herein is love. That you, God, you gave your only begotten Son, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Help us to stand. Help us to love like you love. Help us to be committed to your causes. Help us, oh God, to take care of the sick and the weakly among us. Help us to be about our Father's business, God, to bear the infirmities of the weak. God, help us to be more like you today. Because the more that we are like you, the more effective we can be in life, the more we effective can be on this journey, Lord, the more effective we can be in ministry. I'm grateful, Lord, that we have this time set aside to pray. Because prayer, I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, it changes things. And when we pray, God, we submit ourselves to you. Prayer says that I can't worry, I can't be concerned, I can't let life and circumstances that are surrounding in my life control and dictate what I do. But when we pray, we say that prayer and you can control and dictate what we do. Help us to pray without ceasing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. There's so much we can pray for. Lord, the President of the United States, he needs prayer. Touch his mind today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Congress, God, they need to be prayed for. We pray that you would touch them and break the gridlock and chaos that exists in Congress, Lord, today, in the name of Jesus. Save in the White House. Save in the county offices, Lord. Save in Congress, Lord, today, in the mighty name of Jesus. America needs to be prayed for. There's so much, Lord, we can pray for, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring us back to our first love as a country. We were a country that was founded on the principles of in God we trust, Lord. But no longer are we trusting in God. No longer do we call ourselves a Christian nation. God, our nation, America, has fallen into a state of apostasy, Lord, and you're going to do everything that you do to draw them back in, God. There's always something that we can pray for, and it does not have to be about us. Take out selfishness now. God, take out God's self-preservation right now, and help us, God, to commit ourselves to you, to intercede on behalf of others. Because when we put our heart and our mind and our thoughts on the well-being of others, then, God, that sets us up for you to take care of and us to be on your mind and our situation to be on your mind. And you take care of those things, Lord, because our first thought is you. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So if I seek you first, then all the things that I need will be added. God, that means that I can't put me first. I got to put someone else first. I got to put others first, that you would be a blessing. I got to intercede on behalf of others. I got to put others first. Lord, then you will come to my rescue. And you will take care of the things that I need for you to take care of. You'll begin to work on my behalf. You'll begin to make those things, all those things, work together for my good. I love you, Lord, today. I worship and adore you. Lord, I just stopped by this morning to tell you that I love you more than anything. Thank you for being a God of mercy. Thank you for being a God of grace. Thank you for being a God of unmerited favor. Thank you for knowing my ending from my beginning. Thank you for meeting me right where I need you to be at, God, and to be, and for being the source of my strength, and for being the strength of my life. Even when I find myself disconnected from you, Lord, I can just see you in the beauty of your creation. I can see you in the birds that are singing in the morning, and the animals that are running around scurrying across the street. Lord, I can see you even in the pollen, God, that's flying around, that's causing everybody to be having everyone to have different types of sinus ailments. Lord, because it's a part of your system. Lord, the pollen goes, oh God, to bring the cycle of life to pollinate the seeds and the plants, God, so that they can begin to grow. Oh God, and they can begin to grow stronger. And God, it's a part of your plan. It may be infecting our bodies, God, but it's a part of your great and wonderful plan to tend to everything that you created. You didn't abandon anything that you created. You've never abandoned anything that you have created. But you've always been there. You're still tending to the lilies of the field. You're still tending to the fowls of the air, and you still desire to be the God of those that you've made in your image. Thank you, God, for making me just like you. Help me to hold on to you, Lord. Help me to not let down the blood-stained banner, but help me to pick it up and run with it. Holiness or hell, God, let it be our mantra, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. That I want your glory. I don't want anything else. I don't want anything that's temporal. I don't want anything, God, that is just satisfactory. But, Lord, your presence, God, brings fullness. Your glory brings completeness. God, your presence, God, gives us access to everything that we need. I look to the hills this morning, because that's where my help comes from. Help us to look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us to look to you, the rock of our salvation. Help us, God, when our souls are overwhelmed. Guide us to you, God, in the name of Jesus. And as I come to the conclusion of my prayer, God, there's many that are mourning across the nation. We pray for the Ravenel family, God, during their time of bereavement, Lord, in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania jurisdiction. God, you know the family, the loved ones, God, that are suffering because of this loss. I pray for Bishop Clarence Lewis and his family. I pray for missionary Nakia Washington, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for Bishop Guy Glimp. God, those are our friends, our co-workers in the adjutancy, Lord, that are bereaving. Daryl Allen, Lord, we pray that you bless them and encourage them and strengthen them, God, during this transition in their lives. God, we pray that you would undergird them and strengthen them and encourage them. Let them know that their labor is not in vain. Oh, God, Bishop Ravenel was a worker, a lover of you. And, God, he helped them, oh, God, to take them higher, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the Green and Sellers family during their time of bereavement, God, in the death of Bishop Samuel Green's daughter, I believe it's with the Stellas, God, Northeast Stellas. I pray for them, God. They've been under, God, a string of death. They just lost Bishop Green's wife and lost Bishop Green a couple of years ago. They've had several different deaths in their family, Lord. But I pray that you would strengthen them. I pray that you would encourage them. I pray that you would help them to remain steadfast and unmovable. Continue to do the work, oh God, of the Lord, as you call for them to do. Lord, I pray for the success of the men's conference. Lord, they're not mourning. Lord, they're celebrating in Los Angeles as the men of the Church of God in Christ are assembling in the city of Los Angeles, California. Lord, anoint them. Touch, oh God, Superintendent Michael Golden right now. Touch them and the leaders and his staff, God, as they lead the men, oh God, to start a revival in the city of Los Angeles. Bless everything they put their hands to do. Let it be done for your glory and your honor, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say traveling mercy to those that have traveled from across the nation. Bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the success of the upcoming pastors and elders conference that will be held next week, Lord. We pray as they assemble up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, God, that they will come and anoint the land. Not come just to see the land and to take up the fruits and the best things of the land, but, Lord, to come and lay a seed of holiness, a seed of righteousness, come in and labor, oh, God, in the land to plant a seed, God, that it'll blossom up into a harvest that that area won't have enough room to receive it. Grant us safe traveling mercies and grace as we make our way to Baton Rouge. And then, Lord, I pray for my leader, Bishop Ted Thomas, that you'll continue to strengthen him, that you'll continue to encourage him, that you'll continue to anoint him, God. His body is aching in pain, God, but you are a God that can restore everything, God. In the name of Jesus, there's nothing too hard for you, God. And even though he has a battle going on with his knee and those Arthur boys, as he calls them, Lord, I pray that you would touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet and touch and heal his body in the name of Jesus. Take away that thorn, God. That thorn of pain that's in his flesh, God. I understand that your grace is sufficient, but Lord, we want our leader, God, to be doing better. We desire for his latter days to be greater than his former days. So bless him and touch him now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Mother Thomas. I pray for Mother Nellie Towns, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the jurisdiction of Virginia, the first jurisdiction of Virginia, that you would keep us and strengthen us. Pastors and superintendents, God, missionaries, oh God, and district missionaries, Lord. And God, I pray for all of the people, God. Help us to grow, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send seeds, oh God. Send in laborers that we may reap the harvest that you have waiting for us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, get the glory out of our lives. I pray for the pastors in the Great Northern District, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Pastor Eddie Pruitt, or Pastor Floyd Hawkins, heal his body. Pastor William Cornick, heal his body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pastor Kenneth Hackett and Pastor Andy Court, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Lawrence Clyette, Lord, Pastor Wayne Cream. I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District. I pray for the members of Praise Center Church of God in Christ, Lady Olinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Star, Brother Eric McCowan, Sister Crystal McCowan, and Little Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, Lord. Missionary Lysandra Miller, Lord. I pray for Sister Connie Coulter. God, Sister Deanne Graham. Brother Renix Graham, Lord. I pray for Sister Olga Green, our newest member, God. I'm grateful, God, that you've sent life our way. And, Lord, I know that this is just not the end, God, but you have greater in store for us as a ministry, Lord. That this year, third year of ministry, God, is going to be a year of breakthrough in our lives, God. In the name of Jesus, and not just breakthrough, but a year of greater than any of our expectations could have comprehended or thought of. God, I know that you have something greater in life for our ministry and in life of those that are connected to the ministry. So, Lord, open up our eyes that we may see your glory manifested in our lives in the name of Jesus. We will walk by faith and not by sight. And so it's with our hope, God, that we will declare that we believe, God, that you have greater for each and every one of us. You have greater in store for each and every one of us. Bless us, Lord, today. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, we shall be blessed. Keep us, Lord. I pray for those that are our partners that intercede on behalf of this ministry, whether it's through prayer or whether it's through financial support. I pray, God, today. I pray for Brother Larry Brand. I pray for Missionary Lisa Law. I pray for Brother Carl Christopher and Brother Kenyatta Chambers. Lord, I pray for Brother Larry Brown. I'm not sure if I said his name. I pray for, God, Brother Roland Wilson. I thank you for those that intercede on our behalf. And I pray that you would bless them exceeding abundantly above all that they can ever ask or think because they sow into our ministry. Lord, Lady Yo and I was just in awe of how you stirred up into the lives of people to be a blessing to us, external people, people that have not even stepped foot into our sanctuary. People have not even come and joined us in ministry. Lord, you stirred up into their hearts and you placed us into their hearts to be a blessing to us, the little old holiness church in the town of Dunford. And I'm so grateful, God, that you have blessed us. I'm so grateful, God, that you have provided for us. And I'm so grateful, God, that you continue to make ways out of no way. Now bless us, Lord, today, that as we make our way in this day, that we will put you first in everything that we do. God, you are the most important thing to us. That's why we love you. That's why we worship and adore you. That's why we're telling you this morning that you mean more than anything to us in the mighty name of Jesus. So walk with us. Lead, guide, and direct us, and get the glory out of our lives. Because you're worthy of that glory. You're worthy of that honor. I pray for healing. I pray for restoration. I pray for strength right now. I pray for clarity of mind. Help us, Lord, today. Keep us, Lord, today. Strengthen us even now. And bless this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen.